Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Now, I will give a shout out to Westside Brewing. On one of the weekly pints a couple weeks ago, I had a four pack of the Westside's their cold brew Imperial Stout that they released on Black Friday, and I wanted to share with Mark. I'm like, I'm pretty certain that this is just coffee and just stout, and that there's not any lactose, but I'd prefer not to kill my co-host, believe it or not. So on the Weekly Pint, which the Gnarly Gnome hosts every Monday between 9 and 9:30 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube. Oh, you got beer on my notes, Marco.
That's all right.
It's over.
It's on the
it's
edge.
It's not all right. No.
I don't think we have any notes from our show that don't have beer spilled all over them, honestly.
Oh my God. They don't have beer on them by the end of the night.
Sorry to break your strain of consciousness. But
all good. All good.
That file smells like a brewery.
But there have been plenty of times where I'll get a beer and I'm like, I'd love to share this with Marco, but I have no and you can't find out. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that is going to cause you incredible distress? So on the Weekly Pint, Colin, who's one of the head brewers over at Westside Brewer, he happened to be on. So I was like, hey, totally unrelated. Sorry to kind of bother you, but does your cold brew Imperial Stout have any lactose with it? I'd love to share it with someone who just can't do it. He was like, we make sure that if there's an allergen in our beer, we will put it on the label.
So
they may not list the actual ingredients, but they will at least say contains lactose, contains nuts, something to where you're more educated to know.
I have a feeling that's the future, and that's where things are going
to
be going.
It has to.
And I'll bring it full circle and say that might be where there needs to be a connection sometimes between the distributor and the consumer, because like we're bringing in beers, Adina are bringing in beers from Chicago, so you can't. I mean, you could still contact Pipeworks, but it might be easier to come and
to
like
Adina,
call up Adina and say, hey, you know, I'm looking at this, whatever beer, and I just want to make sure that there's, now we might not have that answer, but we could find that answer out, because we do have direct contact with the brewery.
And
so
that's awesome. Very, very good point. Way throwback to when Adina was pretty new. I met Michael from Adina at Delhi Liquor. They brought not Great Lakes, I'm sorry, Rat Lake Brewing, I think it was, from up in
Michael's awesome.
He is.
He's
he
such
is.
A great guy.
Yep. He was
such
there with one
guy.
Of the brewers.
I'm honored to work for the guy.
They were there with a couple of the Rat Lake Brewing beers, and with I forget if he was one of the owners or one of the brewers. We talked for, I think Michael and I talked for like 45 minutes about bringing beer into Cincinnati and things that that my boyfriend and I would love to see that don't distribute in Cincinnati or in Ohio yet. And it was an absolutely amazing conversation. He wants Cincinnati to have great beer. Not that Cincinnati doesn't. I mean, I, 9 times out of 10, will try the out-of-state stuff and then go back to something that's local. But I feel like Michael and Adina, they're the kind of company that, again, kind of going back to Saunders stories, where should this be somewhere where you know the distributor or not?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Adina is the kind of company that if you had a question about, hey, this, you know, Pipeworks, just to bring that example up, I would love to try this beer, but I'm allergic to pine nuts or I'm allergic to lactose. Yes, you could reach out to the brewery, but if you know the distributor that brought it in, that could be a better avenue to
local
potentially
connection,
get that.
Yeah,
a local connection.
Steve
to get
Martin's
that information.
A prop comment.
Yes. Yes.
And if you're interested, Michael was on episode 14 of the Hustle and Brews podcast.
He was.
Well, that was
it
a great
episode. Great episode.
Yeah. He is such a. I don't know if he would remember. I think we just became friends on Facebook recently, so maybe he does remember me. I don't know if he knows why he remembers me.
I hope he remembers me.
I truly, truly, I truly, truly enjoyed being, you know, involved with Michael's business when we were distributing with Adina. I look forward to the time we can sit down, share a pint together sometime soon. Michael, awesome dude.
Michael, if you want to be on the podcast at any point, let us know.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Or Mark can tell him.
Or Mark can tell, hey, we have a direct
you got
a
hit,
direct
man.
Line. Hell yeah.
Yeah, hopefully he's
2 degrees of separation.
hopefully he's a supporter.
One,
of,
actually.
Truth Beer Pod. So
he's one of the platinum Patreon supporters, didn't you know?
Oh,
he's
awesome.
Watching this right now.
Wave to him on the live stream.
Hey, Michael.
So
let's rein this in.
I'm personally connected to that guy because my brewery used to distribute with him, and I was a personal contact with him, mm-hmm. and still am, by the way. I could send him a text right now and he'd respond. Mm-hmm. Nice. But I loved that episode because it talked about, you know.
I do agree with you, though.
I personally liked the episode with Michael from Medina because I am personally connected to him, mm-hmm. and I could text that guy right now and he'd text me right back. And
yeah.
I loved it. And I love his business, and I love that his business had fostered other people's livelihoods.
Sure.
Right here, Mark Miller.
Yeah. And I've got an interesting side story on that too, because when Matt actually connected me with Michael, and that's kind of like where it all got started. Before I followed through on that, the first thing I did was go on the Hustle and Brews podcast and listen to Michael's interview to kind of get an idea of what is this guy about. You know, I'm about to give up a full-time job.
I'm pretty dialed into you, though. I was like, this would be a spot where you would be comfortable. You
right.
know what I mean?
But for me, like, to listen to that podcast and listen to him, that gave me the assurance that I was doing the right thing by leaving a secure situation and taking a jump into a passion project. Yeah, I mean,
I was like, do it.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm extremely thankful that I did.
I'm on my Gary V shit too. Like, I don't know if you listen to Gary Vaynerchuk. That I followed him. He's like one of my online mentors that doesn't know me. A big thing with him is like leaving content. Like, he goes, right now, and even with you guys, right now, your great great grandkids are listening to this. Mm-hmm. 40 years from now. You know what I'm saying? And they're getting ready to.
I have no legacy.
Well, hey, your people, somebody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like nephews, yeah. Nieces, something sure, like that. Sure. They're listening to you right now, and they're like understanding you. That wasn't something that was available a long time ago. So like my kids, my grandkids, like I'm leaving them things that I think are important for them. In my perspective, it might not be for them, but I might have a little hustler two generations down. It's like, damn, my grandpa was dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, listen to all these people he listened to.